الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على افضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الحديد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمنوا بالله ورسوله وانفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وانفقوا لهم اجر كبير وما لكم لا تؤمنون بالله والرسول يدعوكم لتؤمنوا بربكم وقد اخذ ميثاقكم ان كنتم مؤمنين هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم فما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى آمين يا رب العالمين I told you that we started our Quranic movement with the selective course of the study of the Quran. It comprises of nearly two paras, two parts of the Quran, selections from different parts, but the total volume is equal to 1/15 of the whole Quran. The starting point is Suratul Asr, and the climax is Suratul Hadid. In Suratul Asr, there is a general rule given for all humanity. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ In Surah Al-Hadid actually who are addressed are the Muslims who say they believe in Allah. We believe in Him, His Messenger. We believe in resurrection after death. We believe in the Day of Judgment. We believe in the life of hereafter. And so on. Now what is the demand of Allah from them? These demands, if they are to be explained, they can be very lengthy. But if you want a brief, a very concise, then Quran gives you that also. As you must have heard the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a Bedouin, he came and he said, قُلْ لِي فِي الدِّينِ كَلِمَةً وَاحِدًا Please tell me the whole deen in one kalima. The Prophet didn't say, no, it cannot be. It's impossible. He replied, yes. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ Say, I believe in Allah and then stand firm. And that is all. As I've been telling, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ One kalima sufficient. But here in this surah we find an ayah slightly explained. آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Number one. Have real faith in Allah and His Messenger. Now because who are being addressed are Muslims already. They believe in Allah and Messenger. When it is said to them, have faith. What does it mean? Real faith. As we find in Surah An-Nisa, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu aminu billahi wa rasulihi wal kitabi allazi nazzala ala rasulihi wal kitabi allazi anzala min qabl. One iman is iman bil lisan, iqrarun bil lisan. The real iman is tasdeequn bil qalb, the personal conviction. Aminu billahi wa rasulihi, number one. Wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fihi. And spend from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you those who have been given vicedency in that. It's a very complicated sentence. Mimma ja'alakum, anfiqu from all. Mimma ja'alakum, Allah has made you mustakhlafin. It is again objective mood. Allah has made you those who have been given vicegerency in those things. You own nothing. You have been made vicegerents. Even vicegerency is not your own. What to speak of ownership? Ownership, sovereignty is something else. Vicegerency is something else. But this vicegerency is also earned by you. It has been bestowed upon you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in whatsoever He has made you vicegerents, spend it for the cause of Allah, for pleasing Allah, for His deen. Two words only. Iman and infaq. Now this infaq covers actually, generally we think it means spending money or wealth. But in Arabic language, infaq bil mal wa bazl nafs, your bodily resources, that is also infaq. And today we know it, time is money. You spend time. You earn money, and you spend money, you can get the best services. So these are commodities, interchangeable. أَنْفِقُوا بِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Now the second example of such a concise ayah in the Quran is ayah number 15 of Surah Al-Hujurat. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. The true mu'mins are only those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and then they have no doubts whatsoever. It becomes a conviction. And they make jihad for the cause of Allah, in the way of Allah, with their belongings, their money, their wealth, and their own lives. Only such are true if they claim to be mu'mins. Iman and infaq, iman and jihad, one and the same thing. Jihad bil mal, jihad bil nafs. Infaqul mal, bazlul nafs. Ek phool ka mazmoo ho to sauran se baandhu. One fact can be explained in this way, in that way. كَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. In this way, we express and explain our ayat in various ways. Now these are the two demands. Please keep them. Iman, real belief, real faith, burning faith, living faith, pulsating faith. Number two, jihad or infaq, synonymous words. Jihad bil mal, jihad bil nafs. Infaqul mal, bazlul nafs. Now keep these two words intact in your mind. Now first of all, whosoever fulfills this demand of Allah, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفَقُوا. Now those of you who fulfill both of these demands, For them is a very great reward. This is the positive side, now the negative side. So to say, shaking the Muslims. What has happened to you? Why don't you believe as you ought to believe? Why don't you spend in the way of Allah as you ought to spend? First of all, iman, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. What has happened to you? What calamity has befell you? Why don't you believe as you ought to believe in Allah and His Messenger? وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. And our Messenger is calling you to believe in your own Lord. وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَكُمْ. And He has already taken the covenant from you. Now two covenants please keep in mind. One covenant which we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we were only spirits. All the spirits of all the human beings who were to come in this world, from Adam till the last man, till the last son of Adam who will live in this world. There was a covenant, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. This is first misaq. And then when you have claimed to become a Muslim and mu'min, another misaq, another covenant. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَىٰ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. You are already sold out. Allah has already purchased your life and your belongings, everything. Now why? Why are you going back on your covenant? وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَ مِنْكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You claim to be mu'min. If you are mu'min in the slightest degree, then you must accept these two covenants that you have made already. The covenant of أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ and the covenant of iman, وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَكُمْ. Now no going back. Now the third ayah, supposedly you feel, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has made you conscious that actually I lack this conviction. I didn't know. I thought I have the iman, I have the faith. When I say I believe in Allah, I say I believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I believe in Quran, so I had the faith. I was resting assured. No, it's correct. When I peep down into my heart, the conviction is not there. So where to get this conviction from? It's a practical issue now. And because Allah said, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَىٰ. That is our duty. We have to tell you. We have to get it from. That's our responsibility. So the next ayah is giving you where to get this conviction from. هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. It is He who is sending down on His bondsman Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam His signs, very clear signs, His revelations, very shining and brilliant revelations, so that He brings you out from all shades of darknesses into light. Darkness of atheism, darkness of skepticism, darkness of agnosticism, darkness of materialism, darkness of logical positivism, darkness of existentialism, darkness of Marxism, darkness of Darwinism, darkness of Freudism. From all these darknesses, darkness of kufr, darkness of shirk, darkness of ilhad, from all shades of darknesses, to bring you to the clear, bright light of iman, this is the book. You can have it. هو الذي سيدي ريش دانيك the relationships, the logical sequence. Two demands were made, آمنوا وأنفقوا. Why don't you believe? And if you have become conscious that actually I am lacking here, so this is the way. Come on. هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. That is why the famous hadith narrated by Hazrat Ali that the Prophet once said, إِنَّهَا سَتَكُونُ فِتْنَةٌ. Very shortly, a big turmoil is coming. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ بَخْرَجُ مِنْهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What will be the way out? And in another narration of this very hadith, actually, Hazrat Jibreel asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, ummatak ba'dak. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you ever considered what will happen to your ummah after you? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, Mal makhraju minha ya Jibreel? It's a real problem, Jibreel. Now let me know, what's the makhraj? What's the way out? What's the exit? قال كتاب الله فيه خبر ما قبلكم ونبأ ما بعدكم وحكم ما بينكم وهو الصراط المستقيم وهو الذكر الحكيم وهو عبد الله المتين لا تنقضي عجائبه ولا يسمع منه العلماء ولا يخلق عن كثرة الرد. And this very long hadith ends in four very beautiful small sentences. كلمات الحكمة. من قال به صدق ومن عمل به اجر ومن حكم به عدل ومن دعا اليه هدى الى صراط المستقيم. Who says something on the basis of Quran, he says truth. Who practices Quran, his reward is ensured with Allah. Who decides something on the basis of Quran, he has done justice. And who calls others to this Quran, his guidance is ensured. Maybe nobody responds, nobody accepts, nobody comes and accepts his call, but his guidance, he is rightly guided. فَقَدْ هُدَيَا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ. Now what was the second thing? أَنْفِقُوا. Now see the next ayah, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. مَا لَكُمْ, what has happened to you? You don't want to spend in the way of Allah. In the first ayah there was only أَنْفَقُوا, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Now it becomes clear that it was actually in part فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Otherwise you are spending on your luxuries. Everybody is spending to show off your wealth. Not that spending in the way of Allah. Now it becomes clear. وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. What has happened to you that you don't want to spend in the way of Allah? وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. While you should know, everything finally will remain as heritage of Allah. Today you are the owner of this house, tomorrow your son might be the owner of this house. After him maybe some other person. Then the whole humanity will pass. And the whole world, whatever in it is, all will remain. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything that is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. He is the warish, al-warish. It's only a very small game that this belongs to me. You will be taken out. Your dead body will have to go out of this house. Your eternal house is somewhere else. So why to keep it with you? not spend it for Allah. وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now there are two conditions in which infaq, you know, can be done. When Islam is supreme, Islam is established, Islam has gained the upper hand, even if at that time you spend for the cause of Allah, you may reward it. But the real spending is when Islam is downtrodden, weak. To establish it, whosoever spends at that time, he gets the real reward. Number two, as I told you, infaq covers the spending of wealth and money and expending your bodily resources also. And the final stage of jihad bin nafs is qital. Now you are going to the field, risking your own life. And you find here in this ayah, both these things are now clearing up. Just like the seed, it opened up, and two leaves. Or there was a flower bud. It has opened up, and you have five petals. وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Number one, this ayah clarified that this here we means infaq fi sabili Allah, not infaq fi sabili nafs. Infaq fi sabili istiraha, comfort. Infaq fi sabili ayyasi, for luxury. No, infaq fi sabili Allah. Number two, the reward will not be equal. When Islam is weak, downtrodden. Now, in this condition, if you are helping Islam and spending, it has a high, very high level in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, infaq doesn't mean spending money only. Qital is also the final stage of infaq, where you have to spend your life. All these points cleared in one ayah. وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلَ. The flower bud has opened. Those of you who spent and fought for the way of Allah, for the cause of Allah, before the victory, and it can mean both. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah has also been termed in the Quran, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. And the victory of Makkah. Essentially, actually, the biggest victory was the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. That is why you find it mentioned so clearly in the Quran. There is no mention of the victory of Makkah in the Quran whatsoever. Apparently something appears to be more important, but really maybe that something else is more important. إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. The Quraysh acknowledged Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that now he is a power to reckon with. What does treaty mean? You have acknowledged it, recognized him. This was the actual treaty, the victory. Now the victory of Makkah was only, so to say, an aftermath or a byproduct of this victory. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubeena. Anyhow, whether you take it as the victory of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah or the victory of Makkah. Now those who had spent for the cause of Allah, who had fought for the cause of Allah, before this stage of victory had come, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا. They are very high in ranks as compared to those who spent later on, after the victory, or went to war for the cause of Allah after the victory. Yeh rutbah baland mila jisko mil gaya. That was the high rank that people had. What does it mean? We say, oh, the conditions are very difficult. How can we do this? But actually this should be the biggest temptation. If you work now, the reward will be very great. And if others by their sacrificing of their lives and belongings, if they have already made the deen of Allah supreme and then you come, oh, we also want to serve the deen of Allah, okay, Allah will accept even that, if you are sincere. But you can't get those ranks. They are gone. Chapter is closed. Very important ayah. Again, remember the sequence. Two demands, aminu, ankar. What has happened to you? Why don't you have real faith? And if you are, have become conscious now that actually you lack it, turn to the Quran. That's the furnace where we shall get the warmth of iman. Number two, what has happened to you? Why don't you want to spend for the cause of Allah? Well, everything will be made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeh chaman yun hi rahega aur hazaron janwar apni apni boliyan sab bol kar ho jayenge. Generation after generation. Everything belongs to him. These things are changing hands. They belonged to somebody else before and now they belong to you. You have purchased a second-hand car, it belonged to somebody else. Now it is with you, maybe tomorrow you sell it. It is changing hands. Number two, infaq and qital, they are one thing. Spending of wealth, spending of life. It's all infaq fi sabilillah. Number three, in those conditions when the deen is weak, subjugated, downtrodden, those who come to its help, to establish it, they get the highest ranks in the eyes of Allah. وَكُلَّمْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى Allah's promise with all is good. Even if somebody served the cause of Islam after the victory, okay, no harm, come on. But you know, those ranks you can't achieve. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ Whatsoever you are doing, Allah is very much aware of it. خَبِير Aware of it. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا It's a very challenging tone. Who are they, those? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهُ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا Who is that person? Who is that courageous person? Who is ready to give to Allah a loan, goodly loan? There is a couplet of Ghalib in the same tone. Kaun hota hai harife mai bardafzan ishq hai mukarrar nabi saqi pe sada mere baad who are those? Iqbal also says in the same tone, mohabbat mujhe un jawanon se hai sitaron pe jo dalte hain kamal. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا Who is that? Who is ready to give to Allah a goodly loan? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ It will be قَرْضِ حَسَنًا But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will double it. Increase it manifold. وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ And in addition to that, there will be a reward, very honorable, respectable reward. Now let me narrate here an incident when this ayah was revealed. If I am not mistaken, the name of the Sahabi, Ansari wa Talha, he owned the best and the biggest garden in Medina of dates and grapes, and it was very dear to him, very dear. He stood up. O Prophet of Allah, Allah is asking for a loan? Yes, yes. Okay, I give my dead garden as a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he went, and there was a wall around that garden. He didn't enter the garden now. I have given it already. In that very garden was the house. The wife was therein. And he called out from the outside, "Come out! Come out! I have given this garden to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." People listened and then acted. We listen and enjoy. That's all. That's the real difference. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ Now we have read 5 ayat. Again, in the first 2 demands, آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Number 1. وَانْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَقِينَ فِيهِ Number 2. Then 2 ayat. What has happened to you? Why are you not spending for the cause of Allah? Why are you not having real faith? And if you really feel that you are lacking on that account, okay, this is the way. هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيَّنَاتٍ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ Then 2 ayat, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلَ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ وَقَاتَلُوا مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ This we may call the first section of these ayat that we are studying today. Now start the second section. Now there is a picture given of the Day of Judgment. This Day of Judgment is very long. It has different stages. One stage of that day is, we may call as-sirat, a bridge. As far as I can understand, this bridge is over the hell. But it's absolute darkness on that bridge. The kuffar, the unbelievers, who clearly said we don't believe in Allah, we don't believe in Muhammad, they have already been screened off. Now there are only those who say, who professly believe. Now the screening is to be done, second screening. Who are the real moments and who are the munafiqs, hypocrites? A grading of the small stones which you used in construction. Bigger stones, smaller stones, different sizes, sieves of different sizes. So these are screenings, different screenings. Number one screening, it has already happened. The Muslims, the kuffar, separate. Now those who were legally Muslims in the world, now they have to be shifted now. Who were real mu'mins and who were the hypocrites. They will be made to pass on this bridge. Who had real iman, this iman will be reflected in the form of a light before him. Who had earned real good deeds through his right hand, those good deeds will also give a light on their right side. They will pass this stage, cross the bridge in the light of their iman and amal-e-salih. And those who didn't have that real iman, and when there was no real iman, even apparently they did some good deeds, they were zero. They might have been praying behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Abdullah ibn Ubay used to pray. And because he was the chief of Khazraj, to show off his position, whenever the Prophet stood to deliver a sermon, first of all, he used to stand up and say, "Oh people, he is the messenger of Allah. Do listen to him attentively." So all his good deeds went in vain because that real faith was not there. Although he prayed behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was buried in the shirt of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no avail to him. No light. In the pitch darkness of that as-sirat, they will stumble, they will fall down into the hell. Those who had light of iman and amal-e-salih will cross the bridge, enter the Jannah. This is a scene which has been repeated twice in the Quran. Here, and this is the first of the longest series of Madani surahs in the Quran as far as the number is concerned. The longest series as far as the volume is concerned is the first group. Suratul Baqarah, Suratul Ali Imran, Suratul Nisa, Suratul Maidah. But number is only four. All of the parts of the Quran, six and a quarter. Here the number is 10. Suratul Hadid, Suratul Mujadila, Suratul Hashr, Suratul Mumtahina, Suratul Saf, Suratul Jumu'ah, Suratul Munafiqun, Suratul Taghabun, Suratul Talaq, Suratul Tahrim. 10. This is the biggest series of the Madani surahs. And this is the first and the last is Suratul Tahrim. And you find this very picture there also. Now read the ayah. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. The day when you will see the really believing men and really believing women, their light will be running before them, in front of them, and on their right side. Before them, it is the light coming out of heart. This is the headlight. And the Prophet told, the intensity of light will be very different. To some, this light will be given so intense that if you reach from Medina to Sana'a, and to some, the light will only be the light, like the light of a torch, only in front of the feet. But that will also be a big boon. At least he can pass through. He won't fall. So that will be the variation. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. It will be called to them, proclaimed to them, rejoice today. بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ. Today, there is the good news for you of those gardens underneath which rivers are flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And you will dwell in it forever, forever. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضُ الْعَظِيمُ. Verily, this is the greatest success. فوز، فلاح، these are the words, different words. Now this very ayah in Surah At-Tahrim. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Those whose life will be very weak, feeble, they will pray to Allah, oh Allah, make our life also complete. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. You have given Abu Bakr such an intense life. His life is reaching from Medina to Salah. Oh Allah, by your grace. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا. And you pardon us, forgive us, because due to some of our deeds, our life is feeble. If you forgive us and increase this light also, make it complete for us. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily, you have every power, you have all authority, you can do whatever you like, nobody can question you. So these two pictures, one in Surah Al-Hadid, the first of the series of this Madani Surahs, and the last in Surah At-Tahrim. Now what will happen to the Munafiqeen, the next ayah? يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. The day when you will see the hypocrite men and hypocrite women saying to the people who had real belief, who had the right, who had been given the light, انظُرُونَا, please wait for us. You are going ahead. انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Let us also avail of your light. We don't have any light. If you are going in some wood, in some jungle, and only one person has a torch, you will say, okay, don't walk fast. Wait for us also. Because you have the torch, you are seeing the way, the path. So we should go in a group. In the same way they will request. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا انظُرُوا. انتظار is from the same root. To wait. Wait for us. نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. Let us borrow your light. اقتباس. Quotation. We use this word, iqtibas. You are writing the article and you quote from some other book. So it is iqtibas. From your light we also get benefited. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. It will be said, turn back, go to your back, and in the brackets, if possible. And then try to find and seek light there. If you can go again to the world, this light has not been given here. It was earned in the light of this world. It has not been given in charity. Please note it. But who will say it is not made clear here? Qila, that's the voice. It will be said. The mu'mineen, you know, the real believers, they couldn't be so harsh as to say these words. Maybe there is their own father. Maybe there are their own sons over there. Maybe the wife is saying, you are my husband, there you go. Take me along. Even if no relationship, a gentleman, he cannot say these words. But some else will say, some angel will say, قِيلَ. It will be announced. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. Turn on your backs, go back to the world, if you can, and try to get this life. This life was given to them, not here in charity. They earned it. They earned Iman. They earned Amal-e-Saliha. That Iman, which was in their hearts at that time, this light has come out, showed up. Those virtuous deeds, which their right hands were earning, they were light. But that light was insulated in the world, covered. Now that light has appeared. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ. And then a wall will be erected between them. I said sifting, screening. Screening has been done. Those who have crossed the bridge entered the Jannah, and a wall erected. None to help, none to enter now. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ. But this is very important. Why there is a door in that sur? Sur is a big wall, high wall, rampart, like the ramparts around the old cities. But it's a gate. Because some of those people who were munafiq only in action, not in their hearts, they will, after finishing their punishment in this hell, will be allowed to enter Jannah. So a gate will remain. That is why the ulama say, nifaq amali and nifaq fil aqidah. And that is why I said in the Jummah sermon here, most of the Muslims of today are not munafiqeen. But nifaq-e-amali, practical nifaq is present in them. They are not intentionally munafiqs. They are not consciously munafiq. But practical nifaq, what is that practical nifaq? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is muttafaqun alayh. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, in Sahih of Imam Muslim as well as Sahih of Imam Bukhari, rahimahum Allah, آیت المنافق سلاسن اذا حدث کبیرہ و اذا وعد اخلفا و اذا اؤمن خانا. And in the Sahih Muslim there are additional words, وَإِن صَامَ وَصَلَّى وَزَعْمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ. There are three signs of nifaq. Whenever he tells a lie. Whenever he speaks, tells a lie. Whenever he makes a promise, he breaks it. Whenever something is given in his custody, some rights, some authority, some money, you know, he is embezzling, breaking the trust. Now such a person, وَإِن صَامَ وَصَلَّى وَزَعْمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Although he might be praying, he might be fasting, he might be thinking himself 100% I am a Muslim, he is a munafiq. This is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't think I am a munafiq. That is the condition. But there can be people who are really munafiq. They know they are munafiq. But most of the ummah today is not that type. So for them, you know, it is the agreed upon creed of the Ahlul Sunnah that after getting the punishment, a time will come, they will be taken out. And they will be made to enter, they will be admitted in the garden. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ. Inside of that rampart and wall will be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرَاهُنْ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ الْعِيمِ فَزَائِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. And outside of it, before it, will be the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the most important ayah, most profound ayah regarding the psychological development of nifaq. How this disease develops? What are the different stages of its development? We don't have tuberculosis in this country now, but we do have it even now. The first stage and the second stage and the third stage. So there are stages, psychological stages of nifaq. يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Now that wall will be erected in between them. These people will cry out and call to them, were we not with you? We were also praying behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were also giving the shahada, نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We were also paying the zakah. أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, were we not with you? Why this great difference now? Why this separation? Now here they will reply, قَالُوا بَلَا. They will say, why not? You were with us. In this world, munafiq and Muslim and mu'min mixed together. In the hereafter, they have to be shifted. قَالُوا بَلَا وَلَاكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ number one. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ number two. وَارْتَبْتُمْ number three. وَغَرَّكُمُ الْأَمَانِي number four. حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ number five. You drifted away. You were with us, no doubt. You embraced Islam, no doubt. You came forward, no doubt. You were praying behind the Prophet, no doubt. But, now these five words, very important. وَلَاكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّكُمُ الْأَمَانِي حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. Now must understand in depth these words. For the proper understanding of the first two words, let me quote the ayah, which I quoted today in my Urdu speech also. Ayah number 24 of Surah At-Tawbah. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. تربص is number two word here. When you shifted the balance of your love, the center of gravity of your love shifted from Allah and His Messenger and jihad fi sabilihi towards your relations, your sons, your daughters, your father, your parents, your wife, your spouses, your relatives, and the wealth of which you have gathered, and the profession and the business for which you are always very mindful, lest there should be some recession coming, and the dwellings and the buildings that are very dear to you, if that shift of the center of gravity of love is to that side, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, go and wait. This is the decisive point. What does it mean? You have yourself put yourself in fitna. It's love of yours. Shifted to that side. You have put yourselves in fitna. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ fitna. How many times this subject is given in Quran? you love them more. Then Allah and His Messenger and the jihad is revealing you. You have yourself thrown yourself into with your own hands. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. You did it yourself. The shifting of your love is your own earning. It's your own decision. It's your own choice. And that is what Allama Iqbal says. یہ مال و دولت دنیا یہ رشتہ و پیوند بتان وہم و گمان لا الہ الا اللہ. Together, مال و دولت دنیا و اموال اقترفتموها و تجارت تخشون کسادها و مساکب ترضونها. This is مال و دولت دنیا. رشتہ و پیوند ان کان آباؤکم و ابناؤکم و اخوانکم و ازواجکم و عشیرتکم بطان وهم بما لا اله الا الله. For a real moment, والذین آمنوا اشد حبا لله. Who is the real moment? His love for Allah is the most intense. If you have shifted the center of gravity of your love towards these things, you have put yourself into that shift. The result will be tarabbus. Should I go ahead or not? Tarabbus. Wait. Wait and see which way the wind blows. This is the best representation of a hypocrite mind. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Keep good offices on both sides. You never know which side will win. مُزَرْزَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَا أُولَاهِ وَلَا إِلَهَا أُولَاهِ مُتَرَبِّدِينَ. Should I move? Should I go? No, no, no. Keep behind. هَلْ يَرَاكُم مِّنْ أَحَدٍ ثُمَّ انْصَرَفُوا. Just slip off. Make a lame excuse, huwa uzun, the prophet is only ears, he has no brain, his upper story is vacant. Whatever you say to him, he will believe. Go and say, tell him a lie. My wife is on death bed, how can I go on? This is the best representation. Tarabbus, mutaraddid, muzabzab, double-minded. To do or not to do. To proceed or not to proceed. To go ahead or not to go ahead. To be or not to be. To be or not to be is the question. While a real mu'min has a firm decision, his priorities are fixed. Allah and His deen, number one. Everything else, maybe it is profession, maybe it is career, maybe it is business, maybe it's the family, anything. If you don't fix this priority, you have put yourself into nifaq, into the fitna. The first stage has started. Now the second stage. وَلَاكِنَّكُمْ فَتَلْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ. Third stage, vartabkum. And then you started having doubts. The little amount of iman that you had, now it is also melting away like ice. Who can say? Maybe Muhammad is correct, maybe he is wrong. Nobody has come back after death. Nobody has told what happened. Well, it's not a very good bargain. Allah wants everything in this world and promises for the second world. While the common sense is that a bird in hand is worth two in the bush. Akhira is in the bush. Good work, you know. This is the thing. Now, whatever little amount of iman had, it had started melting away. وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ Thorns of doubt now, they are piercing that little iman that you had. Losing iman. And this continues, and we have a very beautiful ayah in Surah An-Nisa. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. It doesn't happen in one movement. Just as a drowning person, if you have ever had any experience or seen somebody else, goes down, then comes up, then down, then up, and after two or three dips, goes down. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمَ بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. These are the munafiqeen. That is why we find in Surah Al-Munafiqoon, that is also one of the surahs of this series. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَتُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. They had come to believe, no doubt. But then, they have lost the faith. They have gone back. This is the second stage. Now the third. وَغَرَّكُمُ الْأَمَانِي. What is Amani? Amani is plural of Umniyah. Umniyah. Wishful thinking. Oh, Allah is very forgiving. Oh, after all, we are the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا يَعْمَ مَعْدُودَاتِ. We are the progeny of Ibrahim. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. This was the Umniyah. These were the Amani of the Jews. We are like sons of Allah. And very beloved of Allah. He won't throw us in the fire of hell. And even only to quieten the others. If he throws us into that hell, it will only be for a few days. لَنْ تَبَسَّلَ النَّارُ إِلَّا يَعْمَ مَعْدُودَاتِ. تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْحَانَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. You're Amani. You're wishful thinking. Your own concocted creeds and ideas and beliefs. Where has Allah given you that certificate? أَتَّخَذْتُمْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا. Have you expected any covenant from Allah? غَرَّكُمُ الْأَمَانِي. Go ahead. Look after your family and your business and your profession. Okay, give some contribution to some institution. Send some money to Chechnya. Send few dollars to Bosnia. Rest time. Everything, keep the deed. Arm and arm. This is the third stage. Hatta yati Allah. Amrullah. This is the same word in that ayah. Qul in kana abaukum wa abnaukum wa ikhwanukum wa azwajukum wa ashiratukum wa ammalul uqtaraftumuha wa tijaratum tasawna kasadaha wa masakinu tardawnaha ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasoolihi wa jihadun fi sabiilihi fatarabbasu hatta yati Allahu bi amri wallahu la yahdil qawmal fasiqin. Here again that word has appeared. وَلَاكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ. الْغَرُور. It is not غُرُور. غُرُور means deceit. الْغَرُور, the deceiver. And that biggest deceiver deceived you very much. About Allah. Oh, Allah is forgiving. He is merciful. He is loving. Al-Wadud, Al-Rauf, Al-Rahim, Al-Rahman, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Fattar. These are his attributes. Why do you worry? Go ahead. That shaitan. And the main theme of that surah which we read, Surah Al-Fitr, Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalaka. في أي سورة ما شاء ركبك لا بل تكذبون بالدين بغركم بالله الغرور. Now what is the result? فاليوم لا يؤخذ منكم فدية ولا من الذين كفروا. Now today no ransom will be acceptable neither from you nor from the unbelievers. What does it mean? In that world, in the previous life, you were bracketed with the mu'mins. In this hereafter, you are going to be bracketed with kuffar, with the unbelievers. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Today, no ransom will be acceptable. Neither from you, nor from those who disbelieve, who clearly rejected. مَعْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your abode and your place of refuge is now the fire only. No place of any refuge for you except the fire. مَعْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Awa yuvi. Awa yavi, to get refuge from there. Awa yuvi, to give somebody refuge with you. A place where you get refuge. Very sarcastic. Now Jahannam is the only place of refuge for you. Hiya maulakum. She is the only friend. Now make friendship with her. Hiya maulakum. This nar, this fire, is your eternal friend. Wabesal Masir, and definitely, surely, it's a very bad place to return. An evil destination. Now here the second part of these 12 or 13 ayat that we are going to study today, they come to an end. First we had 5. آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير وما لكم لا تؤمنون بالله وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله. That was the first part. Second part, what will be the result? On the day of judgment, a scene has been shown. You will be sifted. You'll be screened. Only those who have real iman, burning faith, real conviction, and who are earning with their right hand good deeds, making efforts for the cause of Allah, spending freely in the way of Allah, their time, their money, they will be given light, they will pass over the bridge into the heaven, into the paradise. And although they were Muslims, legally Muslims in the world, Muslims of the times of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what to speak of the Muslims of this time, this day? The Muslims of that time, they will have no, the munafiqeen, they will have no light whatsoever. They'll fall down because they had passed this stage. They shifted their center of gravity of their love from Allah and His Messenger and Jihad fi sabilihi, from this to the belongings of this world and the relations of this world. They put themselves in fitna with their own hands. And so on. Now, the third section. If somebody has got moved, and whosoever has even a trace of iman, he will wake up. Yes. I am going the wrong way. Quran has shown me the mirror. I am passing the same stages. The center of specific gravity, center of gravity of my love is also not towards Allah and His deen. Then what to do? This idea comes and goes. It's only momentarily. One gets alarmed. One feels. This is the truth. But it comes and passes. Tomorrow again the same business, the same routine. And man goes on deferring it, postponing it. Yes, let me finish this work. Then I'll be all for thee. All for thee. But this is a project I've already taken in my hand. And my sons and daughters, you know, I have to look after them. I have to get them married. Let me finish with it. Then I'll be whole time free. For thee. And that time never comes. So in a very searching tone, Allah is asking the question. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for those who believe? What are they waiting for? Are they sure? They have still 10 years in their life. Don't they fear the death might come tomorrow? What is this? أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Has not the time come? Is it not the right moment for those who believe? أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That their hearts should melt and humble for the remembrance of Allah and whatever has come down from the truth, that is Quran. Don't go on postponing it. Don't put it till tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِن قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Lest they should also become like those who were given the book before them. The Jews. But when a long time passed, their heart got hardened. And we have this in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah said to us, those Jews, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ وَشَدُّ قَسْوَةٍ. They were also Muslims and Mormons. They were the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They had the book, they had ulama, they had scribes. They had the muftis, everything was there. The formal structure of deen was very much present. It was a religious core who gave the verdict and sentence of death to Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam. That scene has now been omitted from that picture, King of Kings. I saw that picture in 1962 in Karachi. I still have the vivid picture before in my mind. Those rabbis fuming with anger. He has blasphemed! He has blasphemed! It is a death sentence issued. And who were they? They were the fuqaha, the ulama, the qazis. Who put Ahmad ibn Hanbal in jail? Who put Ahmad Sarhan of Sarhan in jail? It was the fatwa of ulama. Who encouraged the Pathans to assassinate the Mujahideen with Sayyid Ahmad Bareilvi rahimahullah? The fatwa issued by 500 muftis. I saw that copy of that fatwa. ایک مولانا طاہر پنجپیری رحمہ اللہ مفتیز دس ٹائم 500 آف دم ریزرو کے لیے پلیز لوگ ریلیجس گروپس ریلیجس پارٹی ریلیجس پرسنالٹی ریلیجس ہائرارکی ریلیجس بیوروکراسی کین گو ٹو اینی ایکسٹینٹ وین دی نیشن از ڈیکیڈ اینڈ آئی گیو یو دی حدیث سم ادر مومنٹ دس از انکلوڈیڈ ان المشکاۃ کتاب الایمان یوشک و یاتی علی الناس زمان I very much fear that the time will come on the people. لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. There will remain nothing from Islam except its name, a title. We are Muslims. Muslims more than a billion. Islam? Where? Nowhere. ولا يبقى من القرآن إلا رسمه. Nothing will remain out of the Quran except its script. Word. مساجدهم عامرة. Their mosques will be very crowded. Very many people coming and praying. وهي خراب من الهدى. Absolutely devoid of guidance. فعلماءهم شر الناس تحت أبواب السماء. And their ulama will be the worst of the people under the roof of the sky. من عندهم تخرج الفتنة وفيهم تعود. Their only hobby will be creating fitnas. This will be the hobby. The fitna will appear from them and will re-enter into them. So please note, this hardening of hearts can go to this extent. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And now most of them are, who are they? Transgressors. And what is the great majority of the Muslims today? Riba, mortgage, this new government running on riba, no rules of Allah, no punishment of Allah, nothing of the sort. اعلموا ان الله يحيي الارض بعد موتها. Very rational, very logical. Now, don't be disappointed. If you feel, yes, my heart, I feel it is hardened. What to do then? Have we had? If you feel actually that conviction is not there, he tells you where to get that conviction from. If you feel your heart has hardened, don't be frustrated, don't be disappointed. اعلموا ان الله يحيي الارض بعد موتها. Be it known to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives the land, dead land, after its death. A barren land, no signs of life, no greenery, nothing of the sort. When there's no greenery, no bird, no insects even, nothing, no sign of life. Then Allah sends the rain. And now vegetation is coming out. It's grass. مگر اب زندگی ہی زندگی ہے معجزن ساتھی ایوری وے لائف. تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہیز ریوائیوڈ دی ڈیتھ دی ڈیڈ لینڈ. اعلموا ان اللہ یحیی الارض بعد موتها. اف یو کین ڈو, اف یو کین ریوائیو دی ڈیڈ لینڈ, یو کین ریوائیو یور ہارٹس آلسو. گیٹ اپ یور لائنز. ان فی ذلک لآیات لعلکم تعقلون. انا قد بینا لکم الآیات لعلکم تعقلون. We have made our science clear to you so that you may ponder, you may understand. Even if the earth of your heart is lying barren, those signs of iman. Don't be disappointed. Don't be frustrated. يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Now what to do? Don't you have to plow the earth first and then you sow the seed? So something you will have to do. If you want that your heart should have a new life, new spiritual life, you will have to plow the field. And what is that? إِنَّ الْمُصَّدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَّدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Verily those who give charity, whether they are men or women, and those who give loan to Allah, the goodly loan, يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. All they will give will be doubled and trebled and, you know, increase manifold, and in addition, lahum ajrun kareem, very honorable, very respectable, generous reward. Now this ayah contains two terms. We have the term anfiqu. Ma lakum an la tunfiqu fi sabilillah. Here two additional terms. Sadaqa and qarz hasana. Qarz hasana we had in ayah number 11 perhaps. 10. No, 11. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is that who has the courage to give Allah loan, قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. So we have now one more term. And in this ayah these two terms are joined together. First thing you must understand that because the main cause, basis of nifaq is all those loves. And all those loves grouped together come love of this world, this life. And the biggest symbol of the love of this world is the love for money and wealth. Sadaqa, to give your money in charity. Charity is for the poor, the hungry, the widows, the orphans, the destitutes. This is sadaqa. قرض حسنا to Allah. That is whatever you spend for the cause of Allah. So you have two sets of words. Sadaqah and zakah on one side. Infaq fi sabilillah, قرض حسنا to Allah on the other side. But what is common between them? Spending for the cause or pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it is sadaqa, if it is an alm, a charity, you are giving it to somebody, some poor man, some needy person, it should be out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We are feeding you only to please our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want from you neither any reward nor any thanks even. So this is a proof of the truth of iman. Sadaqa from sidq. If you are really giving it for Allah, actually it's a proof of your real sincere faith in Allah, sincere belief in Allah. But infaq fi sabilillah, jihad bil mal, qarz hasana to Allah, these things are to spend to propagate the word of Allah, to propagate the message of Allah, and to provide for the movement, for the struggle to make the deen of Allah supreme. That is qarz-e hasana to Allah. But what is the hikmah over here? Whenever you spend, whether this spending is in sadaqah or in qarz-e hasana to Allah, your heart will be purified. The hardness of your heart, it will be softened. It is as if you have plowed the field. And now you put a new seed of iman into your heart. والذین آمنوا باللہ ورسلہ. Here you should understand that من بعد ذلک whosoever has purified his heart from the love of wealth, and then he sows the seeds of iman in his heart. Now you will get the result, harvest of iman. But if that impurity is there, love of wealth, love of this world, love of the comforts, and you are putting, you know, iman, what will come out will be nifaq, not iman. Absolutely. As two and two go to make four. This is the exact formula. Unless you have removed these impurities from your heart. And the second place is that we read the surah of the last part. فَلَقْتَهَ مَلَاقَبَهَ. In a very complaining tone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I gave to man all my blessings. أَلَمْ نَجَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجَدَيْنِ فَلَقْتَهَ مَلَاقَبَهَ. But he couldn't attempt to climb the steep. And what is that steep? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَلَاقَبَهَ فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. This summa here is most crucial. If you clear your heart of these impurities, now sow the seed of iman. Now this will give you a bumping harvest of iman and amal salih. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. An understood words here should be مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ إِنَّ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَبُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. These will be the people who will attain the position of Siddiqeen and Shuhada. Now here again, a very important terminology of the Quran. Four levels of the really believing Muslim moments. If you start from the top, Anbiya. Number two, Siddiqeen. Number three, Shuhada. The baseline, Salihin. From the baseline, Salihin. Next step, higher up, Shuhada. Still higher up, Siddiqeen. And on the top, Anbiya. Nabuwa was always Wahhabi. It was given, not early. And it has come to an end. So it is out of question. We have only three. Baseline, Salihin. What is Salaha? Salaha is something which is free from disease. A mu'min who has freed his iman from all these pollutions, these worldly ambitions, these loves, who has set this center of gravity of his love towards the correct position. This is a salih mu'min. Now he can go ahead. And these two stations are Siddiqeen wa Shuhada inda Rabbihim. What they mean? Actually these refer to two different types of personalities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, created. In the terminology of modern psychology, the extroverts, the introverts. The introverts, they keep thinking, brooding over the things, what is happening, what is this universe, where am I heading, what's the be and end of all this. And then they are more pure of their nature and heart. Extroverts, they are busy, running, working, playing, active, always in action, conversation. They like to be in a company, talkative people, very good in a society. They can socialize. These are two different modes. And very few people are ambiverse. Balanced, both qualities balanced. The introverts, they take no time in accepting the dawah or the call of the Prophet. As if they were already waiting for it. By their own thinking, the guidance of their own nature, their own soul, they were thinking about that. And when the Prophet says, Aminu billahi wa rasulihi, they take no time. Just as the Prophet said about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to whomsoever I presented my dawah, he had some reluctance for some time, less or more, except Abu Bakr. He never hesitated even a single minute. Why? He was already very near. His own thought. Just as Luqman, the wise, he was not a Nabi. But because of his pure soul, pure nature, pure intelligence, nascent intellect, he reached that point. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoting him in Quran. So these are the people. And this is the highest level. Because the next is Nabuwa. And actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects from among the Siddiqeen someone is already a Siddiq. The same was the nature of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we find Surah Yusuf. The prisoners who were with them, with him, with Hazrat Yusuf, they called it Siddiq. Yusufu ayyuha Siddiq. Actually, this is very close by nature, by the type of their personality. They are very close to Ambiya. The extroverts, they take some time because they don't pay any heed to it. What is he saying? They are busy in their activities, in their business, playing. Even Hamza, just imagine, real uncle, very dear friends from the very early childhood. They were brothers in suckling, but he took 6 years to become a mu'min. Has he got any enmity towards Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? None. Not hearing it. What is he saying? He used to take his spears and his bow and arrows and go right out. Just like Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. For many days at a stretch. In the desert hunting. That was his hobby. He never thought what Muhammad is saying. He took 6 years. But you know, because they are the active people. When they accept Islam, they become biggest support to the Prophet. Usman and Abu Bakr, they are from the Siddiqeen. They had immediately accepted Islam. But Islam remained weak. But in the 6th year, after the beginning of Wahy, when Umar and Hamza accepted Islam, there was a sudden change. Now they started praying in the courtyard of Kaaba. So these are shuhada. In the accomplishment of the prophetic mission of the Prophet, they become bigger helpers, bigger supporters, due to their temperament. These are shuhada. Now what this ayah says? Just if brake of your car is pulled, you have started it, engine has started, now you are pressing the throttle, it's not moving. You just lose the brake. Now you can run, go ahead. So the brake in your personality is the love for this world, the love for wealth. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ. See, this is the Bible. Simple. دس از یور ڈیزیز. بل تو سرون الحیات دنیا والآخرۃ خیر ہوا اب کا بٹ یو پریفر دس ورلڈ دس لائف. Analyze your allocation of time and money, attention, how care you have about this worldly future of your sons and daughters, and how much do you worry about that worldly future of your sons and daughters. What's the ratio proportion? اقرا کتاب کفا بنفسک اليوم علیک حسیبا. You can yourself be the accountant, the best accountant. But once you have opened that break, خلقتها من عقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحبة والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. But you have to open the break. Release the brake first. Plow the field first. And even you were a moment before also. But now, sow the fresh seeds of Iman. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا. Through Quran. Then it's up to your aptitude, your temperament, your courage, your hard work, your depth of commitment. You can reach the levels of Siddiqeen or the Shuhada. إِنَّ الْمُصَّدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَّدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ. Many Mufassirin have found much difficulty in explaining this ayah. If you don't connect it with the previous ayah, what does it mean? Every moment is a siddiq and a shaheed. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ. But you have to connect it. If you explore the field of your heart, taken out the impurities of the love for this world and the love for wealth, if you have climbed that steep aqaba, now you sow the seeds afresh of Iman into your heart, and now the break is open. Now you go ahead. You can reach the status of Siddiqeen or Shuhada according to your own temperament. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. As for those who make kufr and belie with our ayat. Now these two things are also very important. These words are not like synonymous words added simply for the sake of emphasis. No, they have different connotations. Because this real faith is there in your nature. And when the dawah ilal iman is presented, the nature testifies it. Oh, this is correct. Even the nature of Abu Jahl testified, this is correct. But you suppress the testimony of your nature. How can I believe in him? He will become superior, I'll become inferior. How can I join him? I will have to obey him. If I accept him as messenger of Allah, I'll have to obey him. I'm not ready. Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. The ulama of the Jews had recognized Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just like their own sons, they recognized him. Buhaira Rahib recognized him at the age of 12 or 13 in Syria. When the Prophet went along with Abu Talib in a caravan, and he has told Abu Talib, take care of him, lest the Jews do any harm to him. So actually they have to realize, but how to submit yourself to a human being? He is a human being. If an angel had come with his all wings We would have accepted him, okay? But he is of our own kind. Our own kith and kin. One of us. Why to believe in him? Why to obey him? And now there's no question of believing in anybody. That has gone. The institution of Nabuwa has come to an end. But if you have joined somebody, if you make bayah to a person, you have to obey him. So that is the hardest job. This is kufr. To suppress the testimony of your own nature. And the next step is takzeeb. You are lying. This is over and above that. This is to add fuel to fire. When somebody goes to that level, ulaika ashabul jahim. Verily, they are the people of the fire. They will have to delight in it, abide in it, forever, forever. So with these ayat, we have 10 minutes still. Let me take the next ayat. اعلموا انما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الاموال والاولاد كمثل غيث اعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الاخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا الا متاع الغرور. Most beautiful simile of the life of this world. Now this Surah Al-Hadid, I can't express in words this grandeur that I feel within me, in my own consciousness, in my understanding. I don't find any words to express. This ayah, very unique in the whole of Quran. 2 words are very commonly given about this life of this world. Ghurur, mataul ghurur. Lahum wa laib. The life of this world is like the playing and enjoying, that's all. But here you find, just as you had 5 words over there. وَلَاكِنَّكُمْ فَتَلْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّسْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ حَتَّى جَاءَ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. اعلموا انما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر في الاموال والاولاد. Five. And these denote 5 or at least 4 stages, phases of human life. When you use it as a proverb, lahmu wa laib. Lahm comes first, laib comes later on. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْمُ وَلَعِبٌ. But here, لَعِبٌ وَلَهْمٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاقُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. 5 words, 5 stages. What are those? In the early childhood, life is nothing except playing. Nothing to worry. Worry is for the parents. They will worry for the feedings and for anything else, for the requirements, for the clothing, for anything. The child doesn't have to worry anything. Life to a child means playing. Nothing else. اَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَاللَّهْغُنْ. Slightly advanced. The teenager stage. Now this is not the innocent play of the child. Some sensual gratification start. Most dangerous period of life. لَهْغُنْ. A few years later, fully grown up, young man. Tafakhurun bainakum. Taking pride. Pride in your nation, pride in your dynasty, pride in your blood, pride in your wealth, pride in your position. Pride. Tafakhurun bainakum. Just like we have in our Pathan brothers. If the neighbor has bought a new car, now it's hard time. Maybe he has to sell his land, but he must have a bigger car than the neighbor. He can't make his moustache downwards. It has to be upwards. Safa. I left one, Zinatu. Elamu and Namal Hayatu Dunya, because now today this is not here, so you are not helping me. Elamu and Namal Hayatu Dunya, Laibu and Lahmu was Zinatu. The third stage is Zina. You want to look handsome. You are very conscious of the dress. You are having the proper dress or not. What about the fashion? This is not the fashion now. This fashion is gone. Your haircut should be at least like those of heroes. Zenith. These are three stages. Elamu and Namal Hayatu Dunya, liable. Pure game, play, in the center. Malahul. Sensual gratifications coming in. Zinatul. Dress. Form. Look fit. And then, tafakhurun bainakum. And the final stage, fatakasurun fil amwal wal aulad. Gather more and more money, more and more wealth. Today, takasurun fil aulad has gone. But when Quran was revealed, takasurun fil aulad was also very important. More important than wealth. Because it was a tribal society. The honor of a man depended upon how many hands he has with him. How many sons to protect his honor. Takasurun fil amwal wal aulad. Today also the love for sons is there, but not that much. The social structure has changed. And about this takasur, Quran says, this takasur is the final stage, it never comes to an end. Alhaakum uttakasur hatta zurtumul maqabir. You might become a billionaire, takasur will not finish. You might have as much that even 10 generations can eat. But more and more and more and more. Having the legs already into the grave, still having more and more and more. Alhaakum uttakasur hatta zurtum al-maqabir. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Now this is the cycle. Going on. Elamu annama al-hayatu al-dunya laibu wa lahu wa zinatu wa tafakhurun bainakum wa takasurun fil amwali wal awlad. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ عَجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. As is the similitude of rain. When rain comes, greenery comes out from the earth. Now, the farmer who had sown the seed, now he is happy. عَجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. He is very happy that the crop is coming up. So by a heat, then it comes to its climax. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًا. After some time, you see that the greenery is gone, and it is gray color. Just as when, you know, our hair, they turn from black to gray. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. Then the harvest is taken off, or the grass is just burned, and it's all sand and nothing else. In the same way, a son is born to you, you are very happy. Rejoice. Then he comes of age. A young man, then the declining years, the hair turning to gray, then death, buried, becomes dust. Dust the work, dust the color. This is the cycle of this life. It has to go through these stages. No exemption. The prophets, the saints, all have to undergo through these cycles. وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان. Here the cycle is the same for mu'min and kafir. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَمَيِّتُونَ. Oh Muhammad, you will have to die and all these people will have also to die. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعٌ لِلنَّاسِ. But in the hereafter there are two clear-cut ends. عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, either very severe punishment, وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ, وَفَرْغِبْنَسْ رَمَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى and His pleasure. Now it's your choice which way you want to go. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Again, in one sentence, this life of this world is nothing but a matter of comfort of illusion. Somebody playing the role of a king in a 3-hour movie, and somebody playing the role of a beggar. After 3 hours, neither the king is the king nor the beggar. They are the actors, nothing else. So this is all again going on. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات الذكر.